AM 1260 WCHV.
This is Fox on Justice. Is it a crime to name the whistleblower? It was someone in the intelligence community who went to the inspector general with concerns about a phone call between President Trump and the new president of Ukraine. That triggered the impeachment inquiry that is consuming Washington. The president and his allies want the name of the whistleblower made public, and some people have put names out there who they claim to be the whistleblower. Most legal experts say it's not illegal to name the person who came forward, although if President Trump does it, it could possibly be added as an article of impeachment. The whistleblower law does offer protection against retaliation. The person can't be fired or demoted or harassed. The whistleblower, or someone falsely named, could file a civil suit against the namer. And some legal experts say it might be a crime if someone in government names the whistleblower, because that could be considered a form of retaliation. With Fox on Justice, Hank Weinblum, Fox News.
Team coverage of local news first coming up next on WCHV.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered
today mostly sunny, breezy, and colder, with highs only reaching into the middle to upper 40s this afternoon.
And at 5:30 this Friday morning, it is 39 degrees outside of the Automated Office System studios. And from the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, it's local news first on Joe Thomas in the Morning.
State police are investigating a house fire on Hardware Road in Buckingham County that resulted in the death of one person. The cause of the fire remains under investigation.
Doctors around the country looking for ways to fight the opioid crisis in America.
Dr. Robert Goldstein and his colleagues at UVA said patients are interested in alternatives so they don't develop an addiction.
So whether it be very creative, state-of-the-art, and also cutting-edge procedures, we find that most patients are interested in the options.
Dr. Akhtar Pervez, the medical director of the Pain and Spine Center of Charlottesville, recently adopted this spinal cord stimulator that treats chronic pain in your back, neck, legs, and arms.
It's done as an outpatient procedure. There's no hospitalization required. My goal is to give them, improve their function, improve their quality of life, and give them something which does not risk their life.
From the CBS 19 newsroom, I'm Bo Sykes.
And here at the Automated Office System Studios, it is 39 degrees with the Bloomberg Business Minute, Fox News, and your CBS 19 Weekend Weather Authority forecast coming up next. Are you ready for Toy Lift? They need volunteers. Find out more at toylift.org on Seaville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
There's no better time to save on Tempur-Pedic than during Mattress Firm's Black Friday sale. Save up to $600 on select Tempur-Pedic adjustable mattress sets. Plus, get $300 in bonus cash, good toward your choice of sleep accessories. No one has more Tempur-Pedic than Mattress Firm. Don't wait. Take home the most highly recommended bed in America. Feel the comfort of Tempur-Pedic yourself at Mattress Firm.
Offer valid with qualifying purchase. Restrictions apply. Valid at participating locations only. For offer details, visit mattressfirm.com/Tempur-Pedic.
The Bloomberg Business Minute is brought to you by Burgess Home Inspections, because you have to know. Find them at burgessinspects.com.